What if the most famous weight loss drug in the world is secretly a precision anti-cancer weapon? Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission today is to synthesize a massive stack of new data straight out of the 2026 ASCO meeting that, well, reveals exactly that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, it turns out GLP-1 medications, the drugs everyone knows for treating diabetes and shedding pounds, are demonstrating these astonishing abilities to actually fight tumors.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Finding out these metabolic drugs fight cancer is like, I don't know, discovering your reliable daily commuter car secretly contains a hyperdrive. How does a diabetes drug even do
Well,
this?
to understand that,
Yeah.
you have to look past the visible weight loss and drop right down to the cellular microenvironment. Tumors are incredibly metabolically active, right?
Right, they need constant fuel.
Exactly. To rapidly divide, they rely heavily on hormones like insulin and IGF-1, which is a really powerful growth hormone. And GLP-1s drastically lower the circulating levels of those exact hormones in your bloodstream.
So they effectively starve the tumor. I mean, if insulin and IGF-1 act like Miracle-Gro for malignant cells, we're basically cutting off that fertilizer directly at the source.
We are, but the mechanism goes even further than just starving them. They actively reprogram the immune system.
Wait, how so?
So they force tumor-protecting immune cells, which are called M2 macrophages, to flip their polarity. They actually brainwash them to become tumor-killing M1 macrophages.
Oh, wow, because macrophages are essentially the Pac-Men of the immune system. They go around gobbling up debris. So if the M2 version was protecting the tumor, this drug is basically hacking the tumor's personal bodyguards.
Yeah, turning them into assassins. It really makes the gross weight loss everyone obsesses over look like a mere secondary side effect of this massive biological recalibration.
That is a huge recalibration because these cellular mechanisms are so universally effective. That has to be producing some major real-world data, right?
Oh, absolutely. The unprecedented survival data across massive patient populations is staggering. Like, look at the new Cleveland Clinic study.
Is that the one with over 12,000 matched
That's
patients?
the one. The people taking GLP-1 saw a 38 to 50% lower chance of their breast, lung, colorectal, or liver cancers progressing to stage 5.
A 50% reduction in progressing to stage 4 is staggering for a drug that wasn't even designed for oncology. And for younger listeners, this is showing up in early prevention data too, right?
Right, especially for the 18 to 44 demographics. Taking a GLP-1 completely outperformed daily aspirin for the primary prevention of colorectal cancer. It showed a massive 41.7% risk reduction.
But here is where it gets really interesting and honestly a bit confusing. You're talking about hypercharging the immune system to attack tumors. Doesn't that usually guarantee severe immune side effects?
It is a biological paradox, for sure. Usually, flipping the immune system into aggressive attack mode leads to whole body chaos.
Yeah, like sepsis.
And weren't there major fears a few years ago that GLP-1s actually caused thyroid or pancreatic cancer? Let's clear that up first. Let's tackle the cancer myths first, yeah. What's fascinating here is the initial thyroid cancer scare was based entirely on rodent biology.
Right, because rats have a different receptor density or something.
Exactly. Rats have a very high density of GLP-1 receptors in their thyroids, which is what led to tumors and lab testing. But that specific biology simply doesn't apply into humans.
So the real-world data we have now shows no increased risk for human thyroids.
None at all. And these drugs actually reduce pancreatic cancer risk by 59%.
Okay, but what about that immune paradox? How is it biologically possible for a drug to avoid triggering sepsis while still hunting down the cancer?
Well, it manages to lower systemic inflammatory cytokines. Those are the chemical alarms in your blood that cause that whole body chaos and sepsis. But it does this without turning off the localized killer T cells.
Ah, so the ones that are physically locked onto the tumor stay active.
Exactly. It cleans up the background noise so the immune system can focus entirely on the real target.
That is incredible. So they are calming down the systemic system while hypercharging the local attack.
Yeah, and when patients pair GLP-1s with intense traditional immunotherapies, their 5-year survival actually increases by 29%. Meanwhile, severe immune side effects like pneumonia and sepsis are vastly reduced.
So this matters to you because the entire paradigm of preventative healthcare is shifting in real time. We are looking at precision metabolic weapons here, not just lifestyle vanity medications.
And the genomic data points to an incredible next step.
Right.
We know high GLP-1 receptor expression makes tumors especially vulnerable to these drugs, right?
Right.
So what if, in the near future, We could use targeted viral therapies to artificially force a stubborn tumor to grow these receptors, essentially painting a biological bullseye on it before administering the medication.
Wow. You'd essentially be retrofitting the tumor with its own self-destruct button.
Hmm.
Now that's a thought to leave on.